pause this film for thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
The talented Mike Flanagan wrote and directed this version of Gerald's Game based on a 92 Stephen King novel. Mike Flanagan also did the film Hush, which was the Netflix original that kind of stealthily dropped, and he was previously with Blumhouse Horror Studios, where he did Oculus and the Ouija board movie that was actually good. There were two. The first one was terrible. The second one, the one that was in England, or the one that took place in the 60s, that was his. So Gerald's Game, if you've read the Stephen King novel, then you know the premise, and there's some spoiler alerts here, but the premise is there's a kinky situation where a guy handcuffs his wife to a bed and then dies, leaving her sort of stuck there to go through. In the book, it's her first person perspective of this, the horror of being left somewhere, and it's a survival horror story. Sort of woman versus nature / there's elements of potential evil like ghosts or things like that. And spoiler alert, there turns out to have been a local murderer who actually was kind of creeping into the room. But at the time, feels like it's the horror of the mind. So interesting film. I mean, it's difficult to make a movie just like 127 hours where the main character is stuck in one place the whole time. Here, there's a lot of flashbacks, and here where there's a disturbing event that has left an indelible imprint on the psychosexual development of the protagonist. And so the movie ends up spending a lot of time reliving that event and those past traumas. And ultimately, the ending is that she becomes a trauma counselor herself. Although that ending feels tacked on slightly because it's only just sort of like an after the fact, so it could just as well be a postscript. So not loving the development of the postscript, although the message holds up as a positive one. And much like Stephen King's, most of his books were, there's a lot of tension and a lot of horror, and then they sort of feel like they have this tacked on, almost Disney ending. My personal opinion is that Stephen King has like 6 stories going at once, and once he figures out he's done like building up the mood and the tension in the piece, he just kind of tacks on an ending and then moves on to the next one. Carla Gugino outperforms the role, and it's a credit to the excellent directing and acting of the film. The source material is good, but it's also a difficult one to translate to film.